We love all of our support and our clients and advertisers. You should be one if you're not currently. But thank you again to Enbridge and the Michigan Health and Hospital Association for supporting WJR and specifically the Paul W. Smith Show. You know, radio is one of the very few things that really is still free. It is. And it's quite a service. And we couldn't do it without sponsors. So we appreciate that very much. We welcome to the program the former mayor of East Lansing, the forever supporter of Michigan State University, of which he was proudly a student, and I see that with his green shirt and his Spartan tie, and that is the Senate Majority Floor Leader, Democrat Sam Singh. A pleasure to see you face to face.
Thank you, and it's good to have you here in Spartan country.
You just had to say
I had to.
You know, I support the Spartans. Warren Evans is sitting alongside here. He's laughing. I support the Spartans, except when they're playing my alma mater. That's all. U of M.
I understand.
I understand that. Tom Izzo understands. Everybody understands it. Okay. But you can continue to rub it in. Let's talk.
I'm an MSU law grad, so I'm over here with him.
Oh, man. I'm outnumbered. And... Tony, no. Tony's going to do the Michigan game tonight. He does all the Michigan basketball and football games. He still runs them, even though, we don't have Michigan any longer on JR. We've had them both on for years, and it's Michigan State's turn, and we're happy about that. We're proud of that as the Spartans take on Iowa tonight on WJR, and he'll be doing Purdue and Michigan tonight at 9 o'clock, and apparently they're not on the air anywhere. But it's not – I say that to Christopher Illich. I'm so sorry the Tigers are off the radio. I can't find them anywhere. Anyway, it's a long story that I've just now included all you guys. Last night, the governor unquestionably did a great job. She's very good at that, no question. 2 weeks from now, we'll find out where the money's going to come from. That's not what last night was. Your thoughts on last night?
Well, I thought it was a great speech. It was very optimistic. She really talked about, you know, positioning Michigan in this global economy. Making sure we're making key investments, especially in our young people, people that are looking for jobs with talent investments. And then most importantly, I thought, was the investments that she wants to make by helping everyday people. And so, you know, she announced the conversations that the legislature has been having around the earned income tax credit, as well as the retirement tax cuts that we want to provide to Michigan citizens.
Michigan's income tax rate was triggered to decline if inflation rose, and certainly inflation has risen, but people are suggesting that we're changing that because, as you said, I don't know what term you use, but for people, why not for everybody, I guess is the question. What, as I asked the governor early, did she think her pension tax proposal is fair for everyone? Why isn't everyone included in this umbrella?
Well, in the retirement tax, it's beyond pensions. I know a lot of people talk about it only being for public pensions, but it's for public pensions, private pensions, your IRA, 401ks, and so that's going to be providing relief. I think for us, we wanted to make sure, because we have this revenue, we wanted to make sure that targeted tax cuts went to people who really needed it.
Don't we all really need it?
Well, listen, I think when you take a look at the investments that need to happen for our state to be successful, there's no one who says we don't have to put more money into our roads, our water systems, our schools, our universities. And for the last 20 years, we asked all of these places to take cuts and cuts and cuts, and then we told them, when things are good, come back to us. Well, now we do have a surplus, and to me, I want to make sure that we make the investments in our infrastructure, our schools, our universities, the things that we cut over the last 20 years, and that's the opportunity. So let's do some targeted tax cuts to people who need it the most, people who are struggling the most, and at the same time, make these long-term investments that are going to position Michigan and the economy for decades to come.
Much earlier this morning, we heard from Senator Joe Bellino, Republican, about that surplus. It's bigger than even $9 billion, he says. And, of course, you can't blame us, mostly Michigander most of my life, born and raised in Monroe, the fact that we get nervous when there's billions of dollars out there in the ether that's available because you can burn through that in Lansing almost as fast as they burn through it in Washington. And that worries us. Now, sitting here with us, Wayne County Executive Warren Evans, always good to see you. I'm glad we ran into each other last night. You were everywhere.
I tried to be everywhere, Paul.
You're taking it, because you're a very smart man, and we've always supported you, you took advantage of the fact that coming up here for the State of the State address, you knew you were going to be able to expose yourself and spend time with a lot of people all at once, and that's what you were able to do.
Yeah, and that's a big part of relationships are a big part of politics and everything else that makes sense. So the atmosphere was really great yesterday. It was an atmosphere I haven't seen in a long time. And I think the governor did a great job of hitting both spectrums, people who need the most. We all do need Paul W.
Right.
But some need significantly more.
And no question.
And the health and economic disparity between people now is significantly more than it's growing, and it's scary. And so I think she touched the right areas. Obviously, the economic development, things that are bringing additional jobs, that are creating jobs and opportunities. Yeah, the devil is always in the detail, and you don't see the detailed letter.
Last night was supposed to be the rah-rah speech
for
either Republicans or Democrats who's ever in office, and it bothers me that then the other side, so as not to give an inch, doesn't stand and clap. It's kind of ridiculous to watch, but it is what it is. And
people see that, Paul W.
We the people see it.
And understand that Dems are in control for 2 years, but in that 2 years is the important time that we either make more friends outside, people see what's going on, and we either build the majority, the slim majority we have now, or we let it go away. And I think people see those kinds of partisan things that have no basis in anything other than evil, as far as I'm concerned.
I want to thank you both for making the effort to be here. The Senate Majority Floor Leader, Democrat Sam Singh, and Wayne County Executive, Democrat Warren Evans. And the other thing you both have in common is Michigan State. And you're a Michigan State Law School grad, aren't you,
right,
Warren? See, I'm surrounded by greatness here. Green and white greatness. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that hurt. No, seriously, I mean that. Thank you for being with us, gentlemen.
Thank you
for having
us.
The Paul W. Smith Show, News Talk 760, WJR.